This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. We head now to the Democratic Republic of Congo, where civilians are bearing the brunt of battle. The current conflict pits the government's army and its militia allies against one renegade military general. The general claims Hutu fighters from neighboring Rwanda are a threat to his Congolese Tutsi community. NPR's Ophabia Quist Arkton reports from eastern Congo.
Despite diplomatic efforts by the United States and other peace brokers in Congo, the military chief appears to have put the east of the country back on a war footing. Last week, General Dieudonné Kayembe warned the dissident General Laurent Nkunda that he had lost patience and that Nkunda's Tutsi rebels would be forced to disarm.
Maintenant que toutes les voies persuasion, toutes les voies pacifiques,
we have exhausted persuasion and peaceful means, said General Kayembe, and the army will now resort to all-out force. The decision to disarm the renegade troops and force them to rejoin the army appeared to have the blessing of the United Nations peacekeeping force in Congo, the largest such operation in the world.
Our mandate is clear. We have a mandate to assist the legal government of this country to extend its authority, to restore its authority, to reestablish peace, and to use all necessary means to do so, especially as a deterrent to attend by any armed groups to interfere with the political process.
Kemal Saiki, spokesman for the UN peacekeeping mission. He said the conflict had entered, as he put it, a new phase.
So we have been helping the Congolese army with air transport, bringing in reinforcement, bringing in ammunition, supplies, providing food. Absolutely, it will continue to do so.
This declaration by the United Nations has infuriated Laurent Nkunda's rebel forces. Spokesman René Abandi.
What's not normal is that the UN forces, MONUC, are helping government and saying that there is no place for peace talks. And the UN is becoming a belligerent force in Congo, complicating peace process.
The conflict in eastern Congo is indeed complex. Rebel General Laurent Nkunda, a Tutsi, has refused to disarm until, he says, the government forces its proxy militia allies to lay down their weapons. These rivals are Hutus from neighboring Rwanda, the rump of the forces linked to the 1994 genocide there against Tutsis. Backed by the Tutsi-led Rwandan government, Nkunda claims he is protecting his Congolese community belonging to the same ethnic group. Nkunda says they will never be safe unless the Hutu rebels operating in eastern Congo are neutralized. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Goma.